Another day, another boo. Today's little boo is a bit of a thought essay about what happens in an organization when you have lots of change and transfer and people are moving in and out of your organization. On one hand, you have mergers and acquisitions where people are bringing new data into the organization and it needs to be matched, merged, consolidated. But not only the data, but the understanding of the data has to be matched, merged, and consolidated. And this human factor is quite often forgotten, or ignored, or dismissed. Because, gosh darn it, the technology can sort it all out, can't it? Well, 84% of data migrations, according to Blur Research, fail. That figure is about 5 years old, but I doubt it's gotten a heck of a lot better. The other aspect of mergers and acquisitions or divestitures and splitting is where you are moving entities around a large organization. And you may have shared data systems, and you may be moving one department from company A into subsidiary B. But the department in company A may have been using system X. And when you move them over to subsidiary B, they continue using system X. No problem then in terms of data migration, no data has moved. No problem then in terms of having to merge and blend the understanding of the data because it hasn't changed. The same people are using the same systems in the same way. But unfortunately, from a data protection point of view, there is a problem. You see, you need to have a contract between a data controller and a data processor. So on the day your team moves from company A into subsidiary B, if they're still using systems provided by company A, well then subsidiary B needs to have a contract with company A for accessing and using those systems. If they don't, it's a technical breach of the Data Protection Acts. And should company A decide that they want to free up space or reduce license costs at some point in the future, by kicking people off System X and by purging the data from System X, well then, potentially, depending on the type of data that's being processed, you may have a data protection issue as well. Because if you're processing personal data on System X, for example, if it's a payroll system that's operating effectively as a shared services payroll system without a shared services agreement, well, deleting people's data is unauthorized access to that data by a data processor. It's unauthorized deletion of that data by a data processor. It's only when you step back and look at these scenarios dispassionately and sketch the relationships based on the definitions of data controller and data processor that you can identify where magic bits of paper need to be found or created to illustrate and enforce what the roles, responsibilities, and accountabilities are in relation to that data. But if System X is being used by subsidiary B for their purposes, i.e. managing the payroll of their staff in subsidiary B, which is a separate entity from the parent company, company A, well, then there's a problem. That data cannot be touched by company A if it relates to people who are employed by subsidiary B. It's a tricky one to talk about in an audio boo, and I feel the urge to jump up and start doodling on a whiteboard. But the next time someone's asking you questions about what you can or can't do with data that you have in a shared services environment, step back and think. Who's the controller? Who's the processor? What does this data mean, and what is its purpose? Otherwise, you may wind up walking blindfolded into a data protection problem.